What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pepworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. First of all, there is a tsunami of fairs, festivals, and crafty things happening. Go find them for yourself and take a friend. I do want to mention the Northeast Harbor Christmas Festival, which is today. Today, they're offering everything from a 5K run to an Italian dinner and music. Luckily, the 5K was this morning, so we missed that. Phew! But card making and holiday story time runs 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Northeast Harbor Library. We should all be sending handmade cards for every occasion. MountDessertChamber.org for the full schedule on that festival. I'll mention just one more festival. In this case, it's a fair, F-A-I-R-E, at the Bay School in Blue Hill. They include one of my favorite bands, the Loose Cannon Jug Band. Crafts galore, of course, throughout the campus at the Bay School in Blue Hill. That's happening this Saturday, 10 to 3 p.m. Down in Pascal Hall in Rockport, there's an extensive presentation including jewelry, photographs, paintings, fine metalwork, assemblage, ceramics, and collagraphs. What's a collagraph, you wonder? It's a print made from a collage-based plate, which you create by gluing textured materials to a rigid surface. The word collagraphy is derived from the Greek words kala, which mean glue, and graph, which means drawing. And that pretty much sums up the technique to create a drawing by gluing. Go see these arts and crafts today, 3 to 7 p.m., and tomorrow, Sunday, 11 to 3. That's in Rockport. For more information, annualartshow.me. You've got two opportunities to make a snowy owl ornament at the Wendell Gilley Museum in Southwest Harbor. Today, noon to 3, or Thursday, December 11th, 5:30 to 8:30, you'll be using carving tools and wood burning to create your little owl ornament. For more information and to register, WendellGilleyMuseum.org. Today, the whole family can create ornaments at St. Dunstan's Episcopal Church in Ellsworth. That's happening 1:30 to 3. Now, tomorrow, grab your pencils and sharpen your minds. You can join Chris Ross for a group crossword solve with other word nerds and puzzlers. All ages and levels are welcome. It's happening tomorrow, 1 to 2 p.m. at the Stonington Public Library. At a recent event on Deer Isle, I heard librarian Chris Ross sing in Chinese. He had a cheat sheet on stage with him, also in Chinese. Beware, people. You have no idea what some of your neighbors are capable of. Speaking of neighbors, we're invited to a reception for Mother, Sun, and Mother Earth, a show with Sonia and Alexander Taransky. This is at Blue Hill Public Library, Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. The show is up for the month. Sonia is showing landscape paintings of Downeast Maine, and Alexander has photographs of his balanced rock sculptures. You might know Sonia as a woodblock printmaker or jeweler. Full disclosure, I'm wearing her earrings right now. But she's currently focused on painting landscapes. Alex, her son, specializes in balanced stone sculptures. You know, those impossibly perched piles. He then photographs them. He began stone balancing as a therapeutic practice and has discovered that a more difficult balance attempt will bring him into a deeper state of focus. You can find out more about this event and the show at the Blue Hill Public Library's website. Do you know about Colloquy Down East? Gatherings are led by facilitators who are committed to preparing a thoughtful syllabus designed to keep discussions flowing. It's a great way to explore a topic in a relaxed, non-competitive atmosphere, interacting with people of similar interests. Topics vary wildly. You can see all the details at colloquydowneast.org. But coming up are Outsize, the largest, costliest engineering projects that were never built. That's facilitated by Michael Taylor. Paintings and Poetry, Two Voices, One Song, is led by Marjorie and William Irvine. Wildfires is with Nathan Rutenbeck and Tommy Morris. Tommy is an assistant chief of the Brooklyn Fire Department and board chair of the Hancock County Firefighters Association. Nathan has a fascinating bio. You can read that and register at colloquydowneast.org. Enjoy all the holiday cheer this season has to offer, but don't forget to check the time and place before you dash off to somewhere. We would hate for the word on Main Street to be a four-letter one. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?